Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The New York grand jury hearing evidence brought by special counsel Jack Smith is reportedly back in session this week. Correspondent Carol Lee says the panel's believed to be looking at three major allegations against former President Trump.
This question of whether the former president mishandled, had wrongfully detained these documents, whether he tried to block the government from retrieving those documents, and then this question that's out there about whether or not he wrongfully disclosed information, classified information that he had in his possession.
Still no hints about when or if Smith will ask a federal indictment of the former president. Praise for Ukraine from a top senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin.
Ukraine has been motivated, and they've been effective, and they're continuing to be effective in holding back the Russian aggression. This is Russia's war of aggression.
Cardin's comments come as Ukrainian President Zelensky says his military is ready to launch a counteroffensive against Russia. A judge in Washington will hear a case tomorrow regarding Prince Harry and the visa that lets him live in the USA. The Heritage Foundation has sued for release of Harry's immigration records.
We believe there's a clear public interest in releasing those records, especially in light of his extensive admission of widespread drug use in his memoir, Spare.
Heritage Foundation Niall Gardner on Sky News in Great Britain. The commander-in-chief will visit the newly named Fort Liberty this week. President Biden will talk about the Joining Forces initiative to help military families. Fort Liberty was, until last week, named Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Shipping traffic is at a standstill at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach today as daily workers have not shown up. No trucks are coming in or going out of the port's biggest terminal. A similar labor action took place Friday at the Port of Oakland. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The pizza artist strikes again. Someone is spray painting graffiti on buildings in Westchester County, the northern suburbs of New York City. The target? Pizza shops. The graffiti? A very well-done cartoon slice of pizza, complete with pepperoni and melting cheese. Shop owners, though, are not pleased. It happened 7 times now in the past few weeks. During this Pride Month, a new survey on attitudes around the USA about gay marriage.
The percentage of Americans who believe same-sex marriage should be legal is holding steady at 71%. The new Gallup survey matches the approval number from last year and has been above 50% since the early 2010s. Only 49% of Republicans support same-sex marriage and 41% of weekly churchgoers, young adults, and Democrats are most supportive of same-sex marriages. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A suburban Salt Lake City parent has done a bit of a turnabout when it comes to his local school district banning some books from kids. So the parent went through the process at the Davis School District to ban a book that's filled with sin like adultery and violence, and the district agreed. It has removed the Holy Bible from elementary and middle schools, keeping it in libraries at high schools. Patagonia tops the list of the most loved companies in the USA. The clothing company took the top spot in the new Axios and Harris poll. Costco, John Deere, Trader Joe's, and Chick-fil-A round out the top five. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We got Megan Barth, yes, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and the editor of NevadaGlobe.com as well. Megan, how are we doing?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I think we're doing better than some of these woke companies like Target, Bud Light, the L.A. Dodgers. I mean, they are just hemorrhaging dollars right through their fingers, through their open minds, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the old go woke, go broke thing is holding true. Mm-hmm. I was checking the news this morning, and Target stock has basically plummeted to the lowest in a year. Bud Light has lost billions of dollars. And this is what happens when you basically coddle and promote a small minority of the population and really go against your consumer base.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, you know, let's just take beer,
yeah,
for example. Who are the primary drinkers of beer? Men.
Yeah.
So why would you take a biological male, throw a wig on him, some heels, and some lipstick, and market that to men? You know, it doesn't make any sense. But this is exactly what Bud Light did. Now they have lost billions, in a B, billions of dollars, and they're actually buying their expired beer back.
Exactly.
So, you know, it was just an absolute marketing fail because they truly weren't selling to their base.
Exactly.
Men like women in bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back the bikinis.
Yes.
Bring back the Clydesdales. You know, when
Bud Light and the majority of men are not interested in being neutered. Okay, I mean,
exactly.
Leave our sexuality out of this. And the number that they're talking about, Megan, so far, just Target and Anheuser-Busch. We're not even talking the Dodgers, because that, I mean, when I first saw the Dodgers, I said, what are they throwing the towel in on their season already for doing something as idiotic as this? But just Target and Anheuser-Busch combined, $28 billion in market value.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And that's exactly what needs to happen,
mm-hmm,
is that the what we used to be called the silent majority,
mm-hmm,
because we are the majority, is now no longer silent, not necessarily taking to the streets, but with our pocketbooks.
Exactly. Yeah, can you hear me now? You know,
exactly.
And here Bud is trying to survive. And so what are they trying to do? They counter this failed marketing ploy that they throw on the people and attack, you know, their primary consumer with. Right now they're trying to run Americana type ads, and it seems so disingenuous, as opposed to just coming out and saying, hey, look, it's you know, we got rid of Mulvaney, we got rid of the marketing person that was in charge of this idea, bad idea, we apologize, you know, mea culpa, do whatever you can, but no, what they're doing, like you said, they're buying beer back, they're doing things that really aren't going to salvage the brand. It's just causing more damage the way I see it, Megan.
Right. Clean up on aisle 10 is what the
and 11
like.
And 12.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Just count them. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep going. And this was an absolute number one. Look, I was in marketing and sales for decades, years. You certainly have to, and even as a speaker, know your audience.
Exactly.
That's the fundamental rule. When you're trying to sell what you're talking about, when you're trying to sell a product, know your audience. They thought that, I guess they're going to have a huge transgender audience buying beer.
Right.
I was watching a TikTok, or it was on Instagram the other day, and it was a conservative gay guy, and he's like, "We don't drink beer." Like, our community does not drink beer.
Right, right.
So, yeah, good luck. You know, bring out the rainbow cans. See how quickly those fly off the shelf. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you and I both involved in marketing. The other, you know, most of our lives, the other axiom about marketing is you protect your brand. And what they did was they disrespected their brand. And when you disrespect the brand, you disrespect your consumer base. This is so academic, and I think that what happened was in the you know, these coffee rooms of corporate America and some of these boardrooms, they looked out and said, you know, June was coming. June is the big LGBTQ month. You know, the gay community has hijacked one month a year, which is June, and they projected there was going to be all this buzz and excitement, and they were going to get ahead of it. And look what's happened. I mean, it's one of those deals where you have a correct observation but a wrong conclusion.
Exactly. And I think protection is really the key word there, mm-hmm. is that there are – and look, when you say LGB community, that's really what this is about. You have actually a growing segment mm-hmm. of the LGB community that want absolutely nothing to do, nor do they want to be associated with the TQ++AI, you know, as
right.
the acronym keeps getting longer because the left keeps creating all of these symbols for victimhood.
Exactly.
And thereby dividing the community and dividing the community and dividing the community. And that's all this is about. That's what the left historically has and will continue to do, is to create victims and then create special classes of victims that actually trample on the other rights of minorities.
Exactly.
For example, women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we have a huge landmark case going on. It's coming to a head. I have the exclusive story coming out of Nevada, mm-hmm. whereby a school district in a rural community north of Reno wants to pass a resolution protecting women's sports. The ACLU has already come down hard on them. They've already threatened a lawsuit. The legislature, the Marxists in the legislature in Nevada here, most of them are from California, want to make a law that school districts cannot pass resolutions like this. What about women?
Exactly.
I was a college athlete.
Mm-hmm.
What about my right to participate in sports under Title IX?
Mm-hmm.
What about my protection and my privacy when it comes to locker rooms and being able to equally compete amongst my peers, which do not include a 6'6" male at 250 pounds that's wearing a wig?
No, you're exactly right. And for all the advances that Title IX had accomplished on behalf of women, I mean, I'm shocked, Megan, on how they've hijacked it in such a short period of time.
Well, your listeners need to understand that the Biden administration is trying to change Title IX, and they're not trying to change it through a constitutional method by going through Congress and passing laws. No. They want to change it through the Department of Education. So it specifically targets school districts and local municipalities when they add gender identity and gender expression to Title IX as a form of harassment. What's interesting about Title IX is that male and female, or female specifically, is never mentioned in the title.
I know, exactly. Megan, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there, because I want to give you plenty of time to unwrap this. This is absolutely key. More from Megan Barth after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, right before the break, you were talking about Title IX and a key importance here, and it's significant. And I want you to have plenty of time to unwrap this for us. Go ahead.
It would behoove your audience just to read Title IX. Not a hard task.
Mm-hmm.
Never in the statute is female or male, women or man mentioned. Specifically about sexual discrimination and ensuring that the governments provide a equal platform for the sexes, right? So you have male sports and you have female sports, and that's pretty much it. And you can't discriminate, and you have to provide locker rooms to accommodate the athletes, things of that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the Biden administration wants to change Title IX, and they're not doing it through an act of Congress, which is what they should do if they want to change the laws or amend the laws. They're going around Congress and around the Constitution and basically empowering the Department of Education to change that Title IX to add gender language, meaning you cannot discriminate, not against the sex, mm-hmm. but against gender identity.
Right. Yeah, this is absolutely nuts, but this is where we are. And, you know, Megan, the question that comes to mind here, and people ask me, they go, who's really behind all this?
Well, I mean, we can all guess, but we have to hold Biden accountable. That's who is behind this, because whether he's the figurehead, which I believe he is, mm-hmm. or the Obama administration, this is Obama's third term.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Valerie Jarrett maneuver. This is a Department of Education maneuver. This is the radical left using Biden as their puppet, pulling his strings as he continues to advocate to basically exterminate and obliterate women's sport.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this part of the reason? I mean, when you think about the attacks on people of faith and conservatives and that sort of thing, because mostly, as you say, the silent majority that has a conscience and a moral backbone and standard see what's happening in our culture. They see this as evil. And this threatens them because this is the clear delineation in the majority of most people here in America, the way they look at it. It's beyond accommodation. It's not just, hey, look at, you know, everybody has the right to love the one that they want to love. You know, I get that. But that doesn't, take it to the next level that you have to force me to agree with your expression. You know, as I've shared, you know, very openly in my show here, Megan, I'm not much for a public show of affection. I've just never been, whether it's heterosexual or otherwise. And the way this is being, you know, tossed about and at the stores and, you know, and the way they're targeting our kids and using, as you say, the Department of Education to really, drive this agenda through innocence. This is disgusting, and it is nothing short of evil.
And I don't disagree with you, and I necessarily don't look through this through a biblical lens, so to speak. However, I am a Christian. It's unfortunate that when you drive by churches on Sunday or what have you, they're predominantly empty. We have the lowest, I believe, Christian congregation as far as numbers in quite a long time. There were numbers that were published that less people believe in God than they did 10 years ago. And this is really the moral decay,
mm-hmm.
right? We're witnessing the moral decay of our society because I think we've drifted further away from God and the church.
No doubt. No doubt.
And the principles by which, you know, whether it's the Ten Commandments, the Trinity, et cetera, provides us. It provides us that moral compass. What's wrong? I've always said, what's wrong with the Ten Commandments? It basically is the Ten Commandments. Why can't we publicly display the Ten Commandments? It's basically the rules that you live by. It's the golden rules in 10 steps.
Yes.
And as soon as we started removing that from the schools and from the public, you had this rise of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the purposeful targeting of children, or the children, number one,
mm-hmm.
and then number two, the targeting of Christians is by design.
Exactly.
Because that is innocence, and evil breeds on innocence.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too,
I should say.
And what you've said several times, and you've aligned this with the the consequence that it's had on our Constitution. You know, our second president said that the Constitution was wholly made and designed for a moral people. So take morality out of the picture, and this is what we have in today's America. The Constitution is meaning less and less, and it's beginning to implode. And we can see the dangers right before us. And so you and I are yelling from the top of the buildings, and we need more people to come alongside and to and maybe it's just that we need to experience, the violation of gravity, because to me it's a simple academic experience, just like defying gravity. You defy gravity, the consequences are pretty immediate. And we continue to defy, you know, these laws, these moral laws, and it's, in a sense, it's been subtle, but I look over the last couple of years, Megan, and I'm shocked at how quick, you know, this LGBTQ agenda has come upon us, you know, these climate change activists, open borders, all this stuff that doesn't make sense to a free America. And here we are. I mean, it's like a tsunami of sin and evil, as you say, that it's overwhelming us.
Yeah, I think it's overwhelming us because the minority has so much power. And they have the power in the media,
mm-hmm.
and they have the power in the White House, and they have the power in the education system, and the power goes on. So they have the institutions that are mainstreaming these ideas and purposely mm-hmm. targeting children for children to believe that this is normal, that mental illness, like gender identity and pronouns, is normal,
right.
whereby it's a mental illness. And we should seek help for those people, and those people should seek help. And why is it that the transgender community and those that support it are targeting children? Why are they so obsessed with children? Why are they experimenting on children before children reach puberty,
yeah.
allowing 11-year-olds, mm-hmm. 9-year-olds, 13-year-olds to go into a hospital and have their bodies mutilated in the name of pronoun identity or gender identity? This is truly evil.
Mm-hmm.
We often hear, and especially in gun control arguments from the left, that kids, like in Nevada, for example, kids don't have the mental capacity. Their brains haven't fully developed until they're 22, so they have no business owning a rifle unless they are in the military.
Right.
Well, can't the same be said and applied to the kids making a decision for gender
reassignment?
Surgery?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even call it reassignment. It's butchery.
No, it really is. And you're exactly right. But see, logic doesn't pertain when you're driving an agenda. It's all about the agenda. And this is what they're doing. And they're not, you know, they really don't care about the kids, because the thing is, what it all comes down to is they can't naturally reproduce, right? So they have to hijack. And this is what they're doing. They're stealing our kids in order to, sustain themselves and to increase their population base. Because in and of themselves, you know, they can't bring children into the world. Not in the natural course that God has made it available, right?
Yeah, well, they're certainly not going to increase their population base if they keep sterilizing children. But what they are going to do is they're going to increase their power.
Yeah, that's, well, no doubt. And especially, like you said, they have they've got control of the White House. And this is why leadership matters, ladies and gentlemen. We got to leave it there. To be continued. She's the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barr. Thank you, Megan.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The New York grand jury hearing evidence brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith is reportedly back in session this week. Still no hints about when or if Smith will ask for a federal indictment of former President Trump. Praise for Ukraine from a top senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin.
Ukraine has been motivated, they've been effective, and they're continuing to be effective in holding back the Russian aggression. This is Russia's war of aggression.
Shipping traffic is at a standstill at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach today as daily workers have not shown up. No trucks are coming in or out of the port's biggest terminal. A similar labor action took place Friday at the Port of Oakland. The commander-in-chief will visit the newly named Fort Liberty. President Biden will talk about the Joining Forces initiative. Fort Liberty was, until last week, Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, we were talking the other day about Yogi Bear quotes on life that will make you smile. A nickel isn't worth a dime today. It ain't over till it's over. That's his new movie, and this is what is bringing this back. Not to mention the fact over the weekend, it was the Yankees taking 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. My buddy in Los Angeles, who's a devout Yankee fan, and we were there together, and of course I grew up, you know, enjoying the Dodgers. And first game, the Dodgers were pretty handy about it. But I told him, I said, don't worry. I mean, you know, the thing is about the Yankees, they always find a way to come back. And even, you know, with their number one hitter out on Sunday, they were able to beat the Dodgers and, you know, take the rubber match. So, you know, it's all, you know, it's all there. And of course, you know, we love and it brings to mind again Yogi Berra, you know, his sayings. He says, talking about one of the players, he says, he hits from both sides of the plate. He's amphibious. So, hey, just enough to make you smile here for just a little bit here. Dob Wilker is back with us. He's the regional director of AJC Atlanta. Dob, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Wonderful to be back with you today, Bill.
Well, we want to talk about the trial in this deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history underway as President Biden unveils national strategy to combat anti-Semitism. What do you say?
You know, it is a huge deal. I think it's really unbelievable to think about the fact that the White House has created a national strategy, an interagency strategy to combat anti-Semitism. I mean, to think what the parents and grandparents of Holocaust survivors would say to, you know, to hear that the president is taking steps this so seriously that he's unveiled a strategy is something that really, you know, is empowering and heartfelt and really exciting, I think, for the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people would ask, Dov, why would we look to the president to do something that is in the hearts of men? You know, that this is something that needs to be done, in a sense that, you know, this is something that is... Go ahead.
But, you know, Bill, look, I think it's important that when it comes to combating and disrupting anti-Semitism, as you say, something that's in the hearts of men, you know, there are still actions that we need everybody to take, right? We need the government. We need the businesses. We need individuals. We need religious institutions. We need civic institutions, right? We need everybody to have a strategy if we really are going to find a way to eradicate this virus of anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but isn't it a bit, only because you triggered this question here, and my thought is that what's good for one should be good for all, and that is that anti-anything, you know, we live in a country defined by the rule of law, by fairness and justice, you know, we say the American way, and don't we already have those laws in place that maybe it's not so much, you know, creating a new law as much as kind of a rebirth and a recommitment to these things that are universal. Does that make sense?
So, of course, Bill. You know, I think it's a yes and type of scenario. You know, one of the key elements of the White House strategy is making safety a top priority. So I think we can both agree that safety is, in general, a top priority. But Jewish institutions spend more money on security than any other. And so what the Jewish community has been supportive of are these what are called nonprofit security grants. So those nonprofit security grants don't just benefit the Jewish community. They benefit any community. So I think there's an example, there's just one example of an issue that is, you know, acutely of interest to the Jewish community. I mean, you started out by referencing the massacre on the Tree of Life synagogues in Pittsburgh.
Right.
So, you know, our ability to support nonprofit institutions from a security standpoint, I think, is very important. The other piece of this is that we always hope that, you know, strategies to address anti-Semitism won't just disrupt anti-Semitism, but it will help to drive understanding and reactions towards other types of hate. So,
exactly,
you know, online anti-Semitism is a very serious issue. And also is online hate in general. And so hopefully some of the strategies implemented with social media companies and with the tech industry will help to benefit, you know, all communities.
Yeah. But I'm with you on that.
Somewhere.
That's what I believe. It, you know, one for all here. I mean, it's got to transition. And the other thing needs to be considered is that our tax dollars do not go to groups that are anti-Semitic.
Yep, exactly. These are fair conversations as a part of the overall strategy, but also, you know, anti-Semitism is very diverse, right? Mm-hmm. We find anti-Semitism from the radical left, from the far right, from religious extremism, and we are, you know, we have ways of defining it, and that is also very important for us, that we, you know, incorporate and utilize the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance working definition of anti-Semitism. Because again, these types of definitions, this definition in particular, will help individuals, it will help corporations, it will help civic institutions and the government, you know, react in the appropriate way when they see anti-Semitism.
Exactly. Well, you know, we've gone through this movement, this BDS movement, which is, you know, it's interesting how this disease, and the reason I'm saying we need to be anti-everything, because it gets to be so pervasive, it's like... you know, we talk about in communist China social credit scores, right? And meanwhile, corporate America is under, in a sense, a form of social credit scoring that is being driven by these corporate entities that say you must be DEI and SDG compliant If not, you're not going to get the loans. You're not going to get benefit. Yeah. You know, all these things, you know, come into play. I mean, if you support gun rights, then all of a sudden now your banking institutions are going to have a say in whether or not, you know, this kind of anti-movement on all levels. I'm just saying, hey, look at while we're squashing things, let's just squash it all and return to first principles and what our founding fathers and those of us who believe and have supported and defended our country against all enemies foreign and domestic, that we're committed to the Constitution. The Constitution lays it out for us. This is unacceptable. This is not American.
Right. But, you know, and at the same time, Bill, we need to have individual strategies, right? So we need to have broad strategies that attack hate at all levels, and then we need to recognize the uniquenesses of different forms of hate and how we respond to them.
Right. Well, let's give a specific.
So, I think that So anti-Semitism is obviously the one where I have the most expertise, but, you know, there was a lot of Islamophobia after, 9/11. There was the creation of organizations like the Islamic Speakers Bureau of Metro Atlanta, where I'm based, that helps to educate people about the diversity of the Muslim community, right? So our hope is that by having this strategy beginning for anti-Semitism, there'll be, that our Muslim, friends and neighbors and partners, will also, help to encourage them to help develop a strategy to fight Islamophobia in our society.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting right now because with the open borders, we got a lot of people coming in from, over 160 countries, Doug? And what are they all about? I mean, there needs to be a clear understanding, and I think the basic reaction from most people is that it's kind of like the old spaghetti westerns that I grew up with. Is one of the first things they asked when outsiders came into a town is that, are you friend or are you foe? And sometimes it just gets back to the basics, are you here to assimilate and add to this great American idea? Or are you here to disrupt and cause problems?
Yeah. And I think that's one of the big issues that we face today, right, is how we...
Exactly. Let's talk more about it on the other side of the break. We've got more from Doug Wilkins. Okay. Stay with us. Thank you.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dov Wilker. Dov, he is so involved, and he has so many titles. We barely have enough time, but that's okay. It's important. He's regional director of the American Jewish Committee in Atlanta. He's been there since 2011. He's AJC's National Director for Black Jewish Relations since 2018. And I have to say this about our conversation. I'm greatly encouraged because I think we're hitting on something that is so key regarding anti-anything. We say anti-Semitism because the focus here is as it relates to this trial that's taking place and this deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. And I think that what should happen in this case is that even though it is targeted anti-Semitic, any kind of hatred that's anti-anything, right now it happens to be the Jewish community. It's the black community. It's the Hispanic community. It could be, you know, the gay community, especially in light of what we're talking about in this month of June. The idea is that we want assimilation. And assimilation is, I don't want people to lose their culture. Culture is beautiful, and this is what makes America so great and unique, is that we are a homogeneous blend of all these great interests and ideas. But we need to stay focused on what it's all about. It's about liberty, and it's about love for your fellow man. It's the idea that we can work hard, provide for our families, and expect exceptional things even from our government to hold them accountable. And to wherever there is that root of hatred that is so deleterious, it really undermines the very fiber of this great American experiment. That has to be negated. So, you know, Dov, I got to tell you, I really appreciate you touching on this, because I think this is, just like love and even hate for that matter, it can be universal. Well, if it's universal, let's put our universal efforts into things that are more positive for all concerned. Is that fair?
Yeah. No, you know, Bill, I think that's absolutely right. One of the things that we're seeing that we hope to see out of this strategy is there's about 100 action items that federal agencies can take, and about 100 more that institutions like universities and local governments can take on as well. And as we've been discussing, right, these are not, this is not a rocket science of the strategies that we're implementing, but the strategies are important because they won't just lead to combating anti-Semitism, they will also lead to combating other forms of discrimination. And ultimately,
exactly,
our society will be better for that.
Right. Amen to that. Okay, give us an idea of, when you say action items, I mean, and as you say, some of these are pretty easy. I mean, it may sound a bit foreboding. Oh, my God, I got, you know, full-time job here. But a lot of this stuff you're probably already doing. But you need to, it needs to be connected in a way to where there's understanding and appreciation for what we're trying to accomplish, right?
Right. So one of the biggest things that we're going to be doing is increasing awareness around anti-Semitism and the Jewish community as a whole. So there is a lot of misconceptions about who Jews are. We just finished celebrating Jewish American Heritage Month, so there will be information about sort of Jewish contributions to society, you know, whether it's through the arts or it's through business. I live in Atlanta. You know, Home Depot was founded by two Jewish businessmen, Arthur Blank and Bernie Marcus. You know, they're going to be working with the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum to develop research on the effectiveness and impact of Holocaust education, right? Finding ways for us to, you know, further utilize our education system to ensure that folks are really learning about, you know, this atrocity that happened in our lifetime.
Exactly.
You know, through AJC's research has found that, you know, something like 50 to 60% of people have heard of Auschwitz. But that means that there's 50 to 60%, that means that there's 40 to 50% who have not. Or the fact that our own research has shown that, you know, one third of Americans have never met somebody who is Jewish. So, Bill, here you and I are having this conversation. And that means probably a third to, you know, a little bit more of your audience, you know, is not actually, does not personally know somebody who is Jewish. And so trying to create these types of opportunities, I think, are how we will, you know, seek to disrupt anti-Semitism in a bigger way.
Yeah, the thing that's so neat is that you can have a travel journey within your own zip code because of the cultures that are around, and what a brilliant opportunity if you open yourself up to that. I would agree. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, we're hoping. You know, we think that these are all you know, opportunities that are going to be presented to us. You know, we already talked about the law enforcement and the safety side of things, but we want to be able to bring people together so that they can understand and learn about our different similarities and differences.
Dov, help me understand, in the curriculum today in schools, how much focus is placed on the Holocaust, if any?
Well, it's state by state and city by city really determines it. You know, in the state of Georgia, the state of Georgia has created the Georgia Commission on the Holocaust, and they provide resources to schools to study the Holocaust. But to be honest, I couldn't tell you, you know, it is not mandated in the state of Georgia. I know that there are a number of states where Holocaust education is mandated, but it's not 100% of the state.
Don't you think it should be, though? I mean, even if we put it all under the hate umbrella, I mean, we keep hearing this from time to time, you know, and I think that we need to, you know, be clear with our words and what it means. And I would get it out as quickly as possible from the political, because the political, you know, partisanship that's taking place has obliterated our language, and we need to educate people to appreciate that words do matter, and how they should be utilized.
So, you know, I absolutely agree with you. I was actually telling this story earlier today that when I was in high school and we were studying World War II, we always had a Holocaust survivor come and speak to us and share their story of survival. Wow.
Was this at a Jewish school? Were you at a Jewish school, or was this at a public school?
It was at a public school in northern New Jersey.
Wow, very good.
And so, you know, I think taking the student, I'm not as much on the decision whether it should be mandated, but I do believe it should be incorporated. I mean, most major cities have Holocaust museums where they've got Holocaust memorials. You know, the most unique example of that actually is in rural Tennessee, where they've got the Paperclips Project, where about 20 years ago, a group of elementary students wanted to understand what 6 million was. So they collected literally 6 million paperclips.
Wow.
And created a museum out of it. And mm-hmm. the U.S. Holocaust Museum ended up sending them a rail car from that was used to transport Jews to Auschwitz to their museum in rural Tennessee. But, you know, there aren't a lot of Jews in rural Tennessee. So right. it's important to create opportunities even outside of the classroom to get students to understand the atrocities that we have experienced.
Because the fact of the matter is, Dov, and this is the big takeaway of this, is that in this case, it happened in Germany. But I think for people who were near it realized, oh, my God, this could have happened anywhere. I mean, look at what happened in the United States, whether you're talking about, American Indians or you're talking about Japanese in internment camps. I mean, there's just something about the capacity of humanity to do things that are just not just. And in some cases,
right.
when it gets so extreme, it becomes evil.
No, I absolutely. I mean, and that's why this type of education is important, right?
Oh, I think so.
Focus
yeah.
on the particular, but also on the bigger picture, because these types of issues have happened all around the world,
right.
and they continue to happen.
Yeah. Again,
right?
and here we are in a society where you know I got to tell you, Dov, I've not heard the word hate as much as I had. When I was growing up, my parents were real, they were real sticklers. There were certain words you didn't use. Hate was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like it's thrown around so casually that it almost becomes accepting. And this is the thing, I think, what you're bringing to point here, all under, you know, the banter of anti-Semitism, but I think this could be a greater blessing, and that is that we look at it in a broader sense, that it covers anti-everything that promotes
right.
hate.
Yep, that's absolutely right. We've got to find ways to keep advocating on the particular, but also on the general.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm hopeful, Dov, and I appreciate you coming on the show here, you know, to spread this message, because I'm only hoping that we're getting to the end of ourselves. You know, you can only defy gravity so long. And I believe that this is what we're doing experientially. We continue to defy gravity. There are, you know, our own egos and personal desires are outweighing the spiritual established significance that's already built in. It's in the structure. And when you violate, you know, said spiritual principles, you pay a price. And America, like every other country around the world, is doing the same thing until they realize that there's only one God.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Right. So, what I think is important is that we... Look, Bill, it's my appreciation of people like you who are using your voice, right, your radio platform, to spread this message about Jew hatred, about the experience that the Jewish community is having. Because without friends and partners like yourself, you know, we would be in this fight alone, and we are too small to fight this fight alone. Right? We need to have allies. We need to have partners. We need to have these opportunities to educate folks about anti-Semitism, and just hearing the word, right, the recognition of the term
exactly
helps to change people's views and to make a difference for the future of humanity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night?